are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
Wisdom hasn't found me yet.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Hey guys, I'm the CEO of Jack's Gasoline. I see there's a fire here, and I have this can of gas I'd like to bring. Can I dump this gas on this fire?
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, I think. My name is Mike. I'm joined, of course, by the personification of a sausage McMuffin fart, Mr. Mike Napier.
What's up?
And the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Drunk should be stumbling in any moment. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. Or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we're going through a bit of a growing pains here. We're going through growing pains. We got a new board here that I've been futzing with all day. Can't quite figure out how to make it sound good. The old one, really cheap, shitty one. And I think it sounds better than this one. So I'm working on it. Don't really know what I'm doing yet. But as Travis said before the show, Mike, don't worry about it. I'm sure everyone can tell that you're trying. Isn't that what you said, Travis?
Yeah, more or less.
I'm sure everybody can tell that I'm trying, and they'll give us the benefit of the doubt, right?
At least a participation ribbon.
The podcast listener, they're a forgiving bunch. They'll hear the poor audio quality, and they'll say, you know what? They're trying.
Some of my favorite podcasts have horrible, horrible audio quality.
Is that true?
No, not at all. I don't listen to audio medium for shitty sound.
It's really like the only thing that we have to do, right? I mean, like, it's the only... we don't have to worry about lighting. We don't have to worry about anything. We just got to make this not sound shitty.
Yeah, it's the only delivery method of what we're trying to get across is the audio.
So how's everybody's week? Boy, do I have a good Napier tale for you.
Woot!
Napier, you tell me these things so that I can shit on you for them, right? You volley these things up for me. You want it, don't you? In like a weird masochistic way, do you just like it? Do you like getting shit on?
Mike, I wouldn't talk to you otherwise.
You just, you like to come here every Monday and get knocked down a peg, huh?
It keeps me humble. Keeps me humble.
You get knocked down so he can get back up again.
Travis, the story that Napier told us earlier, it's amazing, right? It's an amazing story.
Which one are you referencing?
Oh, God, what do you mean, which one? Was there more than one?
I can't keep track, to be honest.
Napier was told by his work that he needed to take a test to continue working at your job, right? It's something that you got to have, right?
There's no hard date. Nobody ever said, like, either you have it by this date or get the fuck out. Nobody said that.
But this is a test that's like a stipulation of your employment.
I don't know if it is. People are saying you should have it, but nobody said if you don't have it, you won't work here.
And this test basically just covers the things that you do, right?
The one I'm going for, kinda.
Like, the test that you're taking is, it should be stuff you already know because you've done the job for a long time.
Well, no, it depends, because it's not real-world shit. This is stuff written in a textbook by a guy that said these should be standards. Each place is going to be a little bit different, but these are standards that everybody should kind of sort of know, maybe.
See, Travis, it's Napier, he's not book smart. He's street smart. He said, you know, there's the guy that wrote it in the textbook. And, you know, I'm the one out there in the field. I know what's really going on.
I know how to work where I work because I fucking work there. Okay.
So his job, it said, hey, man, you got to take this test, and to take it, it's going to cost you $1,200.
Well, that's not just the test. It's test and study material, and then a retest should you fail, which I did.
Well, why didn't you just tell them you didn't want the study material since you weren't going to use it? Maybe they would have knocked a little bit of the money off.
Right.
I fully had thought I was going to use it when I bought it.
So Napier, he has to pay $1,200 to take this test, which he just said he didn't even need to really take. So well, why'd you take the test if you didn't really need to take it? You had to take the test for your job.
They're telling me I should take it, and
no, they're telling you have to take it, Napier. You don't take a test for fun.
No, I'm not taking it for fun. They said I should have it, so I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to put forth an effort because they said you need to put forth an effort to get this thing. And I tell them, I've worked here for like 5 fucking years and I didn't need it then. Why do I need it now? And they would come to me and say, well, you sort of need it, kind of. You should get it. Could you put forth an effort to getting it?
So Napier puts up $1,200
effort to get it,
to take the test. And his job says, hey, man, you come up with this $1,200 to take the test. And if you pass the test, we'll give you your money back.
No, we'll stop hounding you. I don't think that them paying me back was ever a stipulation of me passing it. That wasn't a thing somebody said to me.
Well, that's what you said to me.
That's what I thought I saw, too.
See, the story changes. The story changes so much.
There was no language in there that said, we'll pay you back if you pass. They said, we'll pay you back.
Well, if you're paying $1,200 a test, I would imagine your job doesn't want you to fail it a whole bunch of times.
Well, it's $1,200 for 4 tests. It's 2 tests for me, and, well, no, actually, it's 8 tests. So it's 4 tests for me and 4 tests for the wife.
Napier goes in there today. He told us last night, guys, wish me luck. I'm going in tomorrow. I'm taking my test, my $1,200 test. And we say, okay, good luck, buddy. We get a message earlier on this morning, says, guys, I failed the test. And I said, well, how'd you fail the test? He goes, oh, I missed it by like 5 questions. Well, 5 is a lot. How many questions are on it?
83.
83 and you missed it by 5?
83 and I missed it by 5.
How many could you get wrong?
Well, it's weird how they like measure everything. Like each question isn't weighed the same as every other question. And then there's also simulations that you have to perform. You have to do the simulations and then you have multiple choice questions. So it's a bunch of shit.
I'd say, and even with 83 questions, it's still still not getting your money's worth on that. It seems a bit steep on the test. So you fail the test. And
yeah, I failed the test.
So now what?
The first test.
Now what? You have to pay to take the test again, right?
Well, I failed the first test twice, so I have to retake the first test. But I failed the second test once, and then I passed the second test the second time. So I have to retake the first test.
And you have to pay to take the test again.
Yep, but I already have all the study material and everything, so it's probably going to be a lot less.
But you didn't use the study material. We said, how did you fail the test? First of all, it's a job you've been doing for 5 years. And second of all, you knew this $1,200 test was coming up. You should have been ready for it, right? And what was Napier's answer, Travis? He said, well, you know, I've been watching lots of blues games.
I didn't study.
There was something else, too. What was the other things? There was like a list of three things, the reason that you didn't study.
Procrastination.
And World of Warcraft. That was the other one, wasn't it?
I set aside days to study. I set aside a bunch of time to study. And I fucked up when I gave myself all this time. I kept thinking, I have all this time. You know, a couple hours goes by. No, it's okay. I have all this time. And then more time goes on, and I keep thinking, I have all this time. And then all of a sudden, I don't have all this time.
Where'd it go?
As a matter of fact, you have no time.
I have shit amounts of time. But the good thing is, the part I didn't even expect to pass, I passed.
The second
test. So now the second test, I just assumed I was going to fuck it up because I had studied zero of it. But
well, you
I
didn't
got
study
lucky.
Any of the first test either.
No, I didn't study for the first test either.
So, I didn't study for the second test. I thought I was going to fail that one. Why were you so confident about the first one you didn't study for?
The first one has more directly to do with what I do day in and day out. But a lot of the stuff that they said, these are the things that need to happen. Where I work, it's not the case. My job trains me to do my job. This little test is like a way to get your foot in the door. I'm in the door. I'm the guy in charge of my fucking team. I know how the shit works where I work.
Well, then you don't need the test, right? You don't need the test. You're just telling me, all right, guys, I don't even need this test.
If
right?
they fire
in charge,
me, my
Napier.
Team is gone.
You're in charge. You don't need to take the test. You're
I'm
above
not in
the
charge.
Test.
There's no in charge. There's just me. Like, it's literally like to say, like, you have a guy for this one thing. He works in a shack somewhere, and that's all he does. To say that, you know, if you know, this guy goes away, you know, something else will take it. No, there's just this one guy in a shack. This is all he does. And that's it. And I'm great at being that guy in that shack that does his one thing. Fucking great at it.
So let me ask you this. You failed the test. Got to retake
first
the
test.
I
failed one test. The second test, I kind of do, but I don't do. Like, everything on that second test was shit that I did. I don't do anymore, but I did all of that shit. I had no Macintosh questions. I had no Linux questions. The wife got thrown curveball after curveball about, oh, these Windows workstations work fine on this Windows network, but these Macintosh computers don't work okay on this network. And it's a Windows network. What do you do? I would tell them to go suck it up, Buttercup, and go get some fucking Windows computers because you're an adult and you have a job. And it's not like you're an 18-year-old stoner and you want to impress your fucking friends with your goddamn daddy's credit card. Get a Windows computer, throw that shit out the goddamn back door, and work at your damn job. None of this shit.
Also That's worth noting, that, your wife also took the test today, right?
Yeah, she was throwing a bunch of Linux questions and Mac questions. We've never worked with Linux or Mac because we're grown adults. And that's not what we do.
Failed the test.
She did.
Did she
but
study?
Not by that much. Like, she almost passed the part that I failed by two questions. So she did better on the first test than I did.
Travis,
were you guys storming?
I'm learning my Napierese. I think that you probably got it almost passed. That means it failed, right?
Almost passed means you didn't pass.
Yeah, you didn't
almost
pass.
We didn't pass. It's a pass or fail test. You're graded on how you do, but that's just so you can study for the next time.
Did you both fail because you were both like storming a castle or fighting orcs or something?
Yeah, I mean, like, were you guys in a really important part of the World of Warcraft game, and that's why you didn't study for the test?
Part of these goddamn tests have Macintosh shit on there and Linux shit. I've never worked with Linux. I'm not going to work with Mac. I refuse. I have a job. Macintosh isn't in the professional world. They don't operate where I work. It's not, I'm never going to have to use this stuff. This isn't something I need. Maybe Linux, probably not. But the stuff that they say to study for, it's out of our realm. We work with Windows. We don't work with fucking Macintosh. We're never going to work with Linux. Sometimes somebody will call in and say, hey, I have a Macintosh. And I tell them, well, call a fucking friend.
Napier, no, I got here. A little bit of feedback from last week's show. Several people told me that I just need to cast you overboard into the sea because you sound like you're at your wit's end. Are you all right? Is there something we can do to help?
Yeah, tell me to study more and maybe I'll do it.
Napier, you should study for tests.
I know. That's the thing. I'm told I have to get a certification to work where I've worked for 5 years. My team consists of myself and one other guy, sometimes realistically part-time. I'm the only person in my department. I've done this for 3 fucking years alone. I know how to do my job. Why do I have to get the certification that... If a new person came in with the certification I'm going for that they say I need, we would bring them on and we would tell them, okay, we're going to train you how to do your job. Because that certification would maybe get your foot in the door, but then your company is going to train you on how to use their network.
Your foot's in the door. You're in charge.
I'm not in charge. I'm the only one there. That's to say I'm in charge of myself. I'm not in charge of myself. I have a manager.
Hey, in the chat room, your wife has given us good news. Last time the test was $1,200. This time it's only going to be $900.
Yeah, see, a discount. A
lot of money to burn for a test you don't even need.
They said they would pay me back. I don't care or not if they do.
Oh, you got big shot. You don't even care. Yeah. He doesn't care if they pay you back or not. He's got World of Warcraft to play.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's chump change for a big shot like Napier.
I'm not going. If I worry about it, it's going to drive me insane. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to consider that money wasted that I wasted because of me. I fucked up.
Napes, you sound like you're at your wit's end.
You know what I would do? You know my solution is? My whole solution to this is quit. Just quit.
Just quit your job, Napes. Napes, do you remember how much fun we had working at Pizza Hut? Those were the best years of our lives, Napes.
No, it really wasn't.
You didn't have to take no tests.
You get free pizza.
All the pizza you could eat.
How much pizza could you eat? Go, you know, come on.
I could eat a lot of pizza. Not gonna lie.
You could cover the variance in your paycheck from Pizza Hut to the place you work at now by just eating a lot of pizza.
I consider working at Pizza Hut like I considered smoking. One cigarette's not going to kill you. Doing it every day, all the time for years, you will end up in a grave.
That's how I felt about working at Walmart. While it was some of the best days of my life, I see people who still work there when I worked there 17 years ago, and they look like they want to jump off the roof of that place. So
that's because you all shared an experience of utter fucking pain, hatred. You had no money. You had no real. There's no up. In one of those fucking places. You are in the gutter. It doesn't matter if you're in charge of the other gutter people. You're still in the fucking gutter with them. Sure, you might get a title such as manager or assistant manager, but you know at the end of the day, you're right in the gutter with the rest of them. And that's what brings people together. That's when people say, like, oh, I remember my first couple of jobs. You know what? I remember the bond that I had with my coworkers, maybe what I had with my managers, and that's because you are all fucking suffering. And nobody wants that.
It's like when people come back from war. They feel a kinship with the people they were in war with. I mean, you know, when you're in the pizza trenches, Napes, When you're out there in the pizza trenches, it's like war. It's exactly like we should be celebrated on Veterans Day.
Nope,
for those years that we were you know out there hustling.
That's Mike saying that. That's not Napier. Napier.
I salute you guys for your service.
Thank you, Travis. We did it for you. We did it for you so that you had a hot, fresh meal. And we'd do it again, goddammit, because that's the world we live in where people need their hot, fresh meals.
To everybody out there who hasn't worked a pizza delivery job or like a waitress, waiter job, the person who you sit down in your little like booth or whatever, or you call them and they deliver you pizza, assume that that day is the worst day in that person's life. And I guarantee you, you will be right more than you will be wrong. Give them $5. Just give them $5. That's all that they're asking for. And they are having a shit day no matter when you see them.
I don't feel like we really even need the tips because we got a day to celebrate it, Veterans Day.
20%. I always tip 20%. Whether that works out to be $5 or not, I'm sorry, it's 20%.
You know, more than the compensation, Travis, we just want to know that you appreciate it is what we want.
Right.
We just want you to say, hey,
really,
man, I appreciate what you do. Because that's what we're in it for, is to make people happy.
That's right.
How's everything else going, guys? I've been busy today. It's been a busy day. It's just been crazy. Just fielding emails, you know, setting up meetings. God,
one after another.
It's been a crazy day, Travis. We're very in demand. We're very in demand today.
Does that surprise you? I'm surprised by that. I don't get it.
People are very active today, I feel. I don't know if it was because of the it was like a holiday weekend. There was no mail, but
PR day or something.
So yeah, you got all those. I did a bunch of eBay business today for some apparent reason, like out of nowhere, shit that's been sitting stagnant forever. People are just active today.
Maybe everybody's planning out their Thanksgiving weekends or something.
Yeah, I sat on my couch today and watched movies on my DVR, so I don't know what everybody else is all in the hubbub about.
I don't know. I don't know why I brought that up, Travis. This board, it's freaking me out. All day, I didn't do any kind of anything because I'm just trying to figure out this guy. There's all kinds of knobby deals, and I keep hearing this hiss, and I can't make the hiss go away. And, you know, the thing is I've always looked at the Audacity, the little waveform things, and I've always panicked when it wasn't loud enough. And if you listen to our show, it's always as goddamn loud as you can get it to go. It's fucking all the way up there. And I'm looking at this, and it's not very loud. It's pretty quiet, but maybe it's not supposed to be super fucking loud. Like when I have people send me stuff for, you know, our bits and stuff, they always send it, you know, pretty quiet, and I always crank it way the fuck up. But maybe isn't supposed to be cranked way the fuck up. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, guys. You know, I'm just out there, I don't know.
You're doing your best, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, at least you're trying.
That's what people are going to hear from this, Travis. They're going to hear it, and they're going to say, God damn it, at least they're trying.
Or they're going to hear a gunshot because you look in the corner, and that fucking mixer keeps mocking you, just sitting there mocking you.
The old one? The old one's sitting over there on the coffee table. I keep looking at it, and I'm seeing it, and I'm going, God, I miss you already, buddy, because you made it loud. You made it as loud as it could fucking go, and this thing... It's not very loud. It's just not, Travis. It's pretty quiet. And Napier's always quiet. You know, Napier sounds like garbage.
Why do you say that? You know that hurts my feelings.
It's true.
Well,
it's not true.
To be completely honest, everything sounds like garbage in my headphones this week. Everything's jumbling together. I can barely make out what people are saying. It's a real shit show in my ears.
So it sounds extra bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to figure that out. We're just going to have to figure all this out. It's going to be, we're just going to have to beat it with effort is what we're going to have to do, Travis. We're going to have to
pushing
forward.
Yeah, keep on trucking.
You want to go ahead and go do a break? We'll come back.
Do a break. We'll fill his glass.
We'll do stuff. Yeah.
With news of Ridley Scott replacing Kevin Spacey in an upcoming film that has already been shot, and suspicions that these things are just going to keep coming out because we're all just disgusting monkey people, Us here at WFOD have a plan to make sure you never have to worry about enjoying the work of a sexual assaulter by replacing their work with that of a complete unknown. All I want.
Oh, please, excuse me. I must be psychotic then. If you don't complain, what is this? Yeah, let's bring in the laugh meter and see how loud it gets on that one. You don't complain.
Don't interrupt me, honey. That's right. If Kevin Spacey has been in it, we'll just do it over again. And that's our service to you. We're also re-recording Chuck Berry's entire catalog. We're going to do the Major League movies for Charlie Sheen. We're going to be busy, guys. We've got a lot to do.
WFOD!
And now, Drunk reads our iTunes reviews in his Wolverine voice.
Love the WFOD podcast. These guys are pretty darn funny. Thanks, Valerie Edison Carpenter. This show is the highlight of my week. Every week. Thanks, Resam. 5 stars.
Want Drunk to read yours? Rate and review us on iTunes.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
You know, I don't think we really gave it the credit it deserved. It was a damn horror movie that made superhero numbers. That's crazy. With Thor Ragnarok finishing its run this weekend, earning just 2 more points than Pennywise and company, I went back to see just how many movies in the history of our little game have made that much. Very few. If you take out Disney and Marvel franchises, it's next to none. The Lotus Cast's last 2 films finished, and they have just 40 points for their 4 films. To put that into perspective, Not Safe for Water Cooler's 3rd-round pick had 49 on its own. So that's a tough break for Matt, who's won the Hollywood Fantasy League multiple times. Murder on the Orient Express came out this weekend, so we'll have results for it next week.
Mr. Worldwide, Lionel Richie, representing Dade County. This Chica Caliente, we gonna party. Don't stop the party. We gonna sip Bacardi, and we ain't gonna drop. We ain't never gonna stop. Grey Goose from the bottom, we don't need no class. With all these fine-ass bitches on the dance floor shaking their ass. Dolly, wake up, we ain't never going to bed. Dancing and jumping till eyes turn red. Okay, 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 okay. That's so...
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. The Louis C. You were talking about Louis C.K. just a second ago when no one could hear us. The thing about the Louis C.K. thing is it's funny because it's like it's obviously inappropriate. it's like the most polite, inappropriate behavior ever, because every time he like asked permission first, he's like, pardon me, but would you mind watching me jack off?
And I don't get why everybody's making a big deal out of this.
Well, it's like, a big deal. It's not good. It's not good stuff.
It's a pretty big deal. I mean, when you're in a position of power with a bunch of young comedians who think that all of your intentions with them are altruistic, and you say, you corner them in a room, and you say, hey, I'd really like to take my dick off and jerk off in front of you now. That's cool, right? And they're like, I don't really, what are they going to do? Tell like the most powerful comedian in show business? Nah, I mean, I think you're disgusting and I never want to see you again. And then there goes your career.
But if you're comparing it to the other ones, there's no comparison.
Oh, of course. It's hilarious. Yeah, when like you think raping about it 12-year-olds. It's disgusting. Weinstein.
We're kind of lumping everybody in a creepy pot.
Yeah, but that's there's the different thing. Degrees. It's hard to do the greater than or less than thing. I mean, it's all bad and people were affected by it. And that's the thing that gets me about the Louis C.K. thing, is these allegations came up like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was a story for about 2 seconds, and then it was buried. And now it like comes back in the wake of all the rest of this sexual assault and sexual harassment stuff. And now it's a bigger deal than it was if they would have just commented on it, in the first place. So it seems a little bit fishy just because it popped up once before and never was really talked about.
You know what it's like, Travis? I'll tell you exactly what it's like. A couple of years ago, there was a shark movie with Mandy Moore in it. And it was going straight to DVD. They actually sent it out to us, like, as a screener. And they were like, guys, there's this fucking straight-to-DVD shark movie with Mandy Moore in it. If you could share the trailer, here's the YouTube video. We'd really appreciate it. They sent it to us.
I didn't realize we got that one.
And like everything else, we ignored it. Because it's a fucking shark movie with Mandy Moore in it. Who gives a shit? And a couple of weeks before it was set to release straight to DVD and DirecTV, that one with Ryan Reynolds' wife came out.
The Shallows.
And it was a big success. And they were like, holy shit, there is a market for semi-attractive females getting attacked by shark movies. Guys. Pull this movie back. We're going to wait and we're going to release it in theaters. And so they pulled it back and then it came out in theaters. It got a wide release and it made a shitload of money. I mean, it made, $10 million or something, which is certainly more than it would have made on DirecTV. And so that's exactly like the Louis C.K. thing, Travis, because the Louis C.K. thing, it went straight to DVD. Nobody would have gave a shit. But now when you lump it in with everything else and you can put Louis C.K. on the rogues gallery, now you got it in a whole packet of shark movies that people can get excited about.
The shitty thing about all of these shark movies overshadowing one another is that there's one shark movie that people keep forgetting, is the fact that Charlie Sheen made his own shark movie with a 13-year-old Corey Haim that got about it got about two hours worth of play, and then Louis C.K.'s shark movie came out and fucking buried it at the box office.
Because
and that is
in today's
way more
day and
disgusting.
Age, it's all about who you know. It's who you know.
I guess because the Charlie Sheen shark movie is way more disgusting than the Louis C.K. shark movie. I mean, by far, the Charlie Sheen shark movie drove a child to substance abuse and ultimately a death, an untimely death, and a torpedoed career because of his terrible, terrible shark movie.
It's not always fair, the shark movies.
No,
like, you
box
know,
office
like,
is
which
a
one
beast.
Gets the play? It's the biggest shark, the flashiest effects. That's usually which one gets the play, Travis.
And what's really funny about this whole Louis C.K. thing, not that there's any real humor in it, is that as soon as this popped out and he was accused by all of these, five, six gals of forcing them to watch him jerk off in front of them is it immediately brought my mind back to one of his earlier bits. And it was about when he was still married, and it was about being married, about how his wife wouldn't have sex with him anymore and would disgustingly jerk him off just to shut him up about sex. And he made this face, and he's like doing the little jerk off moves and everything like that. It's just like a disgusting masturbation thing. And I'm like, man, I wonder if his divorce and his wife disgustingly jerking him off is what caused this weird fetish for him to like jerk off in front of ladies and like see their disgusted looks on their faces while he was climaxing.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Drunk, do you get any enjoyment out of other people watching you jack? Do you ever jack for an audience? You're giving it a good thought. You're giving it a lot of thought, Drunk. You're thinking about this too much.
A lot of people do. A lot of people like to jerk off.
There was one time in 2001 where Drunk was with...
Do you let ladies watch you, Jack?
I have before, yeah.
And is it something that you get a kick out of?
Yeah, it was all right.
Because...
They were also jerking it, though, while you were jerking it, right?
What's that?
I said they were also jerking it while you were jerking it, though, right?
Yeah.
So you guys were both jacking off and watching each other jack off.
Sure.
And that's a thing.
Yeah, living the dream.
I mean, it was a while ago. So I mean, you get older, your tastes change, you know.
But I'm saying, you know, these fellas like the Harvey Weinstein, his big kink apparently was to just have women come to his hotel room and watch him take a shower. That was something that he enjoyed, and I can't see that being something that I could ever get into, because I'm like a disgusting monster, but that guy's like even more a disgusting monster than I am.
I agree with that. So was he jacking it in the shower too, or
I don't know. I imagine so. Yeah, and I guess maybe you get off on people being uncomfortable with you. Like maybe it's hot for you when they don't like it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be other ways to make people uncomfortable, right?
But this is like a thing that the Louis C.K., in all of these cases, he would go to ladies and he would ask them permission to jack off in front of them. That was his thing. And maybe that would lead them to want to have sex. Maybe that was like his... That was his opening thing, you know. He'd open with, I don't know. Jody says,
"Hey, it's me, Louis C.K. Thanks for coming back to my apartment. We had a really good business meeting over dinner. I just wanted to ask you one quick question. Could I jerk off in front of you?"
In the chat, Jody says it's a power thing. I mean, rape is a power thing, right? This is something different. This is like exhibitionism or something. I mean, there's no power involved.
I've never jerked off
involved.
And thought, man, I would really like somebody to look at me while I come on myself.
Yeah, I would just think that you would look like a big doof. Like it's like a shame thing. Like, oh, I'm being dirty. You see how dirty I'm being right now? I'm jerking off and you're watching it.
There's a reason that most of us hide in the bathroom, or if we're going to do it in our bedroom, we have our blankets ready to toss over us at a moment's notice.
Right. Like that's like one of my biggest fears is somebody catching me jerk off, because I bet I just look like a silly goose.
Yeah. Sitting there with my
antibacterial wet wipes ready to wipe up my gooey dick.
Would you like me to blast a load of knuckle children in your vicinity? Well, hello, lady.
I don't know. It's silly. In the break, I played our commercial. My plan is that we just redo everything. You know, they have a movie coming out, and it's coming out soon. It's coming out, like, I think right around Christmas time. That Kevin Spacey was set to be in, and they spent a lot of money. It's a big Ridley Scott tentpole movie, is a big deal, and they're just gonna take out all of Kevin Spacey's parts and replace him with Christopher Plummer.
That is not heartbreaking for Kevin Spacey, but have you seen the makeup that they put on? Some poor soul thought that this was going to be his moment to be nominated for an Oscar for the amazing makeup work done on Kevin Spacey for that movie. And that's just been yanked out from underneath.
Has there been previews out for this already and stuff? Because I haven't seen anything about it.
There's a bunch of still shots. Every one of these stories was including a picture of Kevin Spacey in the old man makeup. And it doesn't look anything like Kevin Spacey. It just looks like some old man. It looks great. Like, the makeup looked amazing. And that's all, you know, cutting room floor shit now.
Man, I wonder if he looks totally different. What, couldn't they have gotten away with it, maybe?
I think they probably could have gotten away with
maybe
it.
Just take him off the posters.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Just don't credit him on the posters.
But I guess
just
everybody is so afraid of enjoying the work of people who have done shitty things.
So, like, did they officially cancel House of Cards?
Yep,
it's canceled now. They were thinking about reshooting it and having it be like not have Frank Underwood on it. And the last I saw, they completely just shut it down, which is fine because the last scene of last season was a fitting end for the show anyway, so it worked out. But they threw away a lot of money in production because they were already on production for this new season. So
yeah, you can't enjoy.
They're just
going to
write that off as a loss. Fuck it.
You can't enjoy things, pieces of art that shitty people have made. And
well, the thing that I do, you know, and you can decide I'm not going to support these people anymore because I know who they are. But when you come out and say, oh, Louis C.K. is a hack, when you probably 6 months to a year previous were saying he's the second coming and the biggest comedian we have right now and I love his stuff, you can't just all of a sudden say the work is no good. You can say I will not support it anymore. But for people to have come out and said, oh, yeah, he was a hack anyway, you can't.
Are people
do
doing
that? Like
that?
Kevin Spacey's an amazing actor.
Kevin Spacey, you know, it's funny when I was planning on doing a whole drawn out thing with the Kevin Spacey thing and recreating his work with unknown actors, you know, like splicing in different people, so that you could still enjoy the movies without Kevin Spacey in them.
I was excited for that. I was going to be K-Pax.
That was the bit, Travis, but I scaled it back. But anyway, when I was... I've been busy, guys. I've been busy. It's been a busy day. When I was looking through the stuff that Kevin Spacey's been in a lot of good movies. And I'm telling you, I don't care how many people Kevin Spacey has raped, I'm still going to watch The Ref in Christmas time. I'm just going to. It's one of my favorite.
In Kevin Spacey's
Christmas
defense,
time
he wasn't accused of rape.
Well, when you rape a 12-year-old Napier, it's still rape.
It is, but he didn't physically
tone,
rape
man.
Any. Okay, yeah, that's probably not a good thing. But yeah, it's horrible. It's not good.
Yeah, you can't make out with children, Napes. It's still rape.
He didn't drug anybody like Cosby did.
Yeah, he coerced 13-year-old boys into touching his wiener and stuff. Napes.
I thought it was just one.
It's a whole bunch, Napes. A whole bunch.
There's a mess of boys. A
whole bunch of boys, Napes. Bad, bad times.
Okay.
I know you've been busy studying, Napes, but it's a whole seedy thing.
Well, I haven't been following it. All I know is I saw the one thing. And yeah, it sounded real shit. It didn't sound great. But I mean, it's not like he's Cosby and he drugs somebody and, you know, put his dick in them. And then they woke up halfway through and they were like, what's going on? And he was like, pudding, and then punched him.
So they're all coming out the woodwork now? Just boys?
There's a whole bunch of them drunk. They're nice. Like, everybody's a creep drunk. They're all bad. Everybody's a creep. There's too many even to keep up with now. Travis, how many are there now?
There's so many. Jeremy Piven, George.
What did Jeremy Piven do? I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, there's some sexual harassment.
There's so many of them nowadays drunk that we miss some.
I know, dude.
George Takei.
Didn't George Takei like blow a dude while he was sleeping or something?
Yeah, I think that was one of the guys that came forward. You got politicians. You got a lot of Hollywood types.
What is
a lot of them?
So are we even going to be able to watch
Dustin Hoffman? I think
years?
Is in that list now.
No. Oh yeah, Dustin Hoffman was on the list.
Jeez. Yeah.
What did Roy Moore do, the Republican guy that wears the cowboy hats? Was he with underage girls?
Quote unquote, consensual sex with a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's pretty young. That's pretty young, Travis.
Yeah, it's not consensual when they're 14 years old.
Not good.
Yeah,
that's not great.
No, they don't not count great. That one.
And it's funny because, you know, he's like running for office right now. And so people kind of have to defend him that are on that base. And it's like a whole seedy thing. It's really kind of gross to see people maneuver to justify it, make it okay. It's not okay. It's bad. Sean Hannity tried to do some maneuvering to defend this Roy Moore guy. And there was like a whole bunch of people were like, no, guys, no, this is gross. Stop. And they, you know, when stuff happens now, they go for your sponsors. That's what they do. They go get your sponsors. And they went to a Keurig, the coffee machine place.
Love my Keurig.
And they're like, hey, Keurig, man, this Sean Hannity, he is defending pedos, and that's fucked up. And Keurig was like, okay, I mean, hey, we're getting a lot of emails about this Sean Hannity guy. Maybe we should drop out of the whole Sean Hannity business. And now it's this funny thing because, like, if somebody stops advertising with you, which, I mean, by the way, you know, mybookie.ag, they stopped advertising with us. So, guys,
Are you a pedo?
I guess we got a boycott. I mean, you know, they we were contractually obligated to do 8 weeks and they just didn't renew after the 8 weeks. But I call that a cancel in my books, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a cancel to me.
But no, Keurig fucking, they just stopped advertising with Sean Hannity. I don't think they like put out a statement that said, hey, this guy supports pedos, so we're done with him. I think they just, you know, stopped paying him to run their ads. And there's this huge goddamn thing on Twitter today of people breaking their Keurig machines, throwing them off.
These are not cheap.
Throwing them off balconies.
Ain't doing that.
Hitting them with hammers.
That's just too expensive for that.
They're breaking. Those things are like $100 a pop.
Oh, mine's closer to $200.
What are they going to do? What are these people going to do when Samsung decides to stop advertising on one of these shows? They're going to smash their fucking 60-inch televisions and break their Galaxy 9s?
But Travis, if I buy a Keurig and I go home and I smash it with a sledgehammer, if I back over it with my car, whatever I do with my Keurig, what the fuck does it matter to Keurig? I already bought the fucking Keurig.
Yeah, right. They're jumping for joy because when this all blows over, those people are going to be like, God damn, you remember when I could get that one pumpkin spice latte, but it only came in that one K-cup, and I can't get it anywhere else. God damn it, I have to buy another Keurig.
And I didn't have to make a whole pot of it. I could just make the one cup. And
just one. Because when it sits too long, it gets gross, so I just want one cup.
The convenience sells itself.
Right, get Keurig on the line. We need to start a sponsorship.
The convenience sells it fucking self. All these people breaking their Keurig are all fucking stupid.
We'll sell the shit out of those things. Come on, Keurig. Bring it on.
Yeah, I think we're probably cheaper than Hannity.
Yeah, way.
I guarantee you're cheaper than Hannity. We'll do it for a mic stand.
give me a couple of cables that don't hiss, and we'll call it a day. Travis, did we cover everything?
Let's get to the point, though. It's so sad, and all of these allegations are terrible. Like, I completely feel for everybody coming forward who is affected by all of these things. But I tell you what, it's gotten to the point where you cannot go on social media at all. Like, I just want to see pictures of my favorite comics, and I want to see what's going on with the new Justice League movie, but I can't because every other thing is about new accusations or people commenting on the accusations. And I just feel like it's not really necessary for you to say, yep, this Kevin Spacey thing's really gross and, you know, you shouldn't do that to children. I don't think everybody needs to weigh in. It's not an unpopular opinion saying that people shouldn't rape 13-year-old kids. It's not unpopular. You just, let's all support these victims coming forward, and we don't have to comment on them every 3-4 minutes.
I'll tell you what, if there's one positive to all these fucking creeps, if there's one fucking positive, I can say is at least we're not seeing fucking dumb fucking Trump's fucking face every fucking second. Every time you get on anything, all you see is Trump making dumb faces. Either that guy has never taken a good picture in his life, or they go out of their way to find the most unflattering photographs of him. I mean, I feel like you could probably make...
Column B.
You think it's both? I mean, he's not an attractive man. He's not a good-looking guy.
They do go out of their way.
But I mean, like, I don't think the guy has ever taken a picture where he doesn't look like a fucking nutcase. I mean, they always like get him like right when he's in the middle of a hard F, you know, and you know his teeth are showing, and he's biting his bottom lip. He's about to throw out a really hard F, and you can tell he's working hard on that F.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's in the middle of a sentence, and that's when you take a picture of him, and you put it up there, and his mouth is hanging open. It's never good. It's always bad. Or
the crazy shit-eating grin with the thumbs up.
With his stupid hat's on wrong, like his hat's like either it's like pushed down too far, or it's like just sitting on like the top of his head, like he's wearing it like a yarmulke.
Right,
guy can't fucking hat to save his life.
So, like I said, you know, all these pedophile things and all the sexual assault, it's all bad. But I mean, if we can find a silver lining, that's it. That's the only silver lining I can find.
It seems like he's trying to compete, though, because his tweets that he puts out are like more aggressively juvenile and unleader-like.
One about Kim Jong-un being short and fat. That one was funny as fuck, Travis. Like, I don't care.
Oh, when he called him Rocket Man, I almost died.
Yeah, that's fucking funny. I don't care who you are. That's fucking funny. You can give him credit. You know, I'm not the biggest Trump fan in the world, but that thing about him being short and fat, that was fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, but he's the president of the United States.
I know, Travis. But, I mean, you know, if we're going to put a silver lining on it, Travis, if he's going to be a fucking obnoxious child, at least it's fucking funny.
At least as long as it can be funny. Yeah, right.
It's funny until the bombs drop.
Yeah, I mean, if the guy bombs Guam, I mean, that's a bummer. But at least it's fucking funny. You can't say it's not fucking funny.
Hey, construction workers got to eat, too.
Oh, that's right. And I'm in central Wisconsin, so I think I'm fairly safe. I think we'll have some blowback from when the nuke hits Chicago, but...
just a little bit of radiation, like a cell phone to your balls amount of radiation. You know, nothing major.
Right, right. Like a kitten maybe born with a third eye or some shit, but...
Somebody did one of those suggested... promoted tweets to me for a pair of underwear that will block the cell phone radiation to your boys. And
Is it called Any Pants?
No, it was like magic underwear. They were like $25.
Are selling them?
They have like a mesh in them or something that protects your balls from radiation. I screenshotted it and sent it to Diamond Dallas Page.
If you're going to pay $25 for a pair of underwear... The Duluth Trading Company.
Yeah, but they don't protect your balls.
But they're so comfortable
from harmful radiation.
They're so comfortable.
That's something that I worry about. You know, like our sperm count as a world continues to drop.
Are you trying to have kids right now?
I'm just worried about our future generations. Like if ours goes down, and then the next generations goes down, eventually there's not going to be no people.
Well, that'd be good for the Earth.
That's true. We'd save the Earth by not having people.
Except they'd all be like third world, living in Africa type.
Drunk, did anything traumatic or awful happen to your girlfriend in the last week or so? Or is
no,
she doing
not
okay?
This week. We're good.
You're doing good?
She's doing good.
Did we even tell everybody that like a week after she was in Las Vegas for
It was my very first show back as a
Vegas shooting the next week? She was robbed at gunpoint?
Yeah, at work. And she works at a mattress store.
She needs to stay the fuck home.
Who robs a mattress store? That's the...
Oh, somebody who's on something because they've always heard people hiding their money under mattresses. There's a lot of mattresses there for people to hide money under. Fair enough.
I imagine there's probably not a whole lot of people that go into a mattress store and say, I'm buying the king size and I'm paying cash.
Yeah, not too much.
I mean, you probably rob like a dollar store.
A convenience store, I mean.
Bank.
Yeah. Store, usually.
What are other good places that be cash rich? Pizza Man.
Cash Advance.
Any sort of restaurant.
Like one of those cash advance places. They probably got to have a lot of cash on hand. I'd say just hit an ATM with your car. Yeah. And like
those are hard to do.
If you hit it with your car, will the money come out?
They're very hard to get into. I saw like a year and probably 3 years ago now, there's a convenience store probably about 20 minutes from me. It's kind of secluded in a small town, and somebody smashed the front door of this C store, and they wrapped a chain around the ATM inside, and they jerked that motherfucker out of the front of the building with their giant truck and drug it like I don't know how many blocks before they actually like got out, picked it up, and threw it in the back. And they had all this on camera, but they couldn't identify like the vehicle. They shielded the license plate. A handful of days later, they found the ATM in a field. It obviously had been worked over with sledgehammers and crowbars and shit, but all of the money was still intact because they couldn't get into the cash box.
That's awesome.
My favorite was when a bunch of dumbasses, they hooked up a chain to their truck and wrapped around the ATM and they took off. Well, the chain was attached to the bumper. And the bumper just goes, wee, and then flies off of the fucking truck along with the truck's license plate. And they just take off like nothing's going to fucking happen. And so the cops get the truck and the license plate, and they put the thing in. They go visit them. They're like, hey, what did you guys do last night? Nothing.
You lost a bumper.
Is it a crime to tie your bumper to something and pull your own bumper off? What did they do wrong? They just didn't want their bumper to be on their car anymore. It's not a crime. You can't vandalize your own bumper.
Private property, though. You can't tie your shit to private property, yank it off.
So, guys, I mean, that was fine.
You give it a B.
Yeah.
You really gotta lay off telling the listeners what to think of the show, man.
I know. And you know what? I give people shit for that.
Influence them.
And I've been doing it lately. I'm a hypocrite. I'm a goddamn hypocrite, is what I am, Travis.
Jazzy's was fucking amazing. Anybody who hated Jazzy's, I don't know if we could ever be friends.
Yeah, you got a lot of hate for Jazzy's in the chat, Napier. But I did get a message from our good friend Brian Cran saying that he really enjoyed Jazzy's. He just has like a different comedic palette than some of our other listeners. Guys, let's do a weekly poll. Was Jazzy's good or was it dog shit? We'll put a...
You're not even going to give like a third like medium option in there?
Yeah, and I'm automatically deduct 2 votes from Jazzy's was good because one will be Napier and one will be his wife. But everybody else, I want to know.
I don't vote for anything.
You're gonna
have. That's true. Napier good, doesn't vote.
Good,
Napier wouldn't take
good, good average, and dog shit. Those should be the 3 options.
I don't know. I don't know. And I thought it was fun to record. It was, and I guess, Travis, the most important thing is that we're having fun, right?
Got it.
That's the most important thing, Travis. And that's what matters. Not that, you know, not that, it's fine.
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a blue man shoe. It's live like you're dying. That's what we do every week.
So, Travis, you got a pick of the week?
Oh, I do have a pick of the week. My pick of the week for this week is Joe Lynch's motion picture Mayhem, starring Steven Yeun of Walking Dead fame and Samara Weaving of The Babysitter motion picture. It is an office romp where everybody's infected with this virus thing, and they makes everybody super aggressive.
Is that not the Belko experiment? It looked like the Belko experiment to me.
No, it is Mayhem. It is very good. It is now available in select theaters and VOD.
Kind of like Belko experiment, though, right?
Well, there's been many things before the Belko experiment existed, and actually Joe Lynch was working on Mayhem before James Gunn had all of the money that he had to be able to bust through the Belko experiment. So there's actually a book called Severance Package by one of my favorite authors, Dwayne Swierczynski, where it has a very similar plot line to both of those, Belko experiment, most importantly. But this is not that. This is Mayhem. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I wanted to see that, but I don't steal movies anymore.
Yeah, Samara Weaving is like one of my new favorite things. I know we talked about it after we watched The Babysitter, but she just got like this look in this Mayhem movie where I love her so much. She's great, and I look forward to seeing her in many, many more.
She was in The Babysitter. She had crazy eyes in that one too.
Yeah, and this one, especially.
She has that look on her, like, you know, she's either gonna fuck you or kill you.
What's
one of the two.
Name?
I don't remember. What's her name, Travis?
Samara Weaving.
Yeah, she's a blonde gal. She's got a look on her. She's got a look on her that says, I am fucking crazy.
I'll have to get on you.
It's so good. Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Yeah, my pick of the week is, your little pig, is my Keurig 2.0. It's fast, it's convenient. We need to get them on as sponsors.
Hashtag Keurig WFOD.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to get going on that. Get new
get,
sponsors.
Get from... your hand turkeys in. Get your hand turkeys.
We need some hand turkeys. It's Thanksgiving month, and we need some turkeys that are shaped like hands.
Yeah. We're halfway through the month, and we have gotten no submissions, I think.
I haven't gotten any new flat drunks either. Where are you guys?
They're still
you out there.
Waiting for the, they're waiting for the Burt Reynolds pose. You got to get that out to the people.
Where are you guys? You out there? Hey, you. Where's your hand turkey guy?
Yeah. Turn out your flat drunk.
Little guy. Napier, pick of the week.
Patton Oswalt's new special on Netflix. It's fucking awesome.
Didn't you say earlier you didn't like it very much?
No, the show that, like, the description of the show that you sent me, it sounds like a curmudgeoned mess. I didn't watch the trailer, but reading the descriptions, like,
Napier's
a little out there.
Napier's like 4 for 4 on having opinions on shit he didn't read about or watch
right
tonight.
didn't watch it. Yeah.
I obviously don't do my homework or study.
But you have very strong opinions.
Very strong opinions about everything, sir.
Right. Mike, do you have a pick of the week this week?
Napier has an opinion on how good or bad somebody's rape allegations were.
I
doesn't know who he raped.
One thumb up.
Pick of the week. No. I don't have one.
She does have crazy eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's that chick's name? She's my pick of the week.
Samara Weaving.
She's got crazy eyes. Samara Weaving. Doesn't she just have that look? She looks like she's going to stab you in the face.
She's Australian.
Guys, we'll be back next week. Thanks for hanging with us.
Give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah, 5 stars. Yeah, right.
Give us 7 stars on Stitcher. Then came the great war,
and it all went to hell. Well, that's my mama. A nuclear light show, as each bomb would hit, we had the best view of Earth blowing the shit. Then we saw them approaching.
said, why don't we move to Mars? Make our way right through the storm. It will all be ours when we move to Mars.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening. Join us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, wfodix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at wfodix. Give us a call at 636-487-HAND. Email us at wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Be back next week, motherfucker.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know, I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to wfodix.com. And find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck. I have changed.
Test, test. Mic, 1, 2, 3. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Yeah, it does look awfully low on there, man. 10. 9, 8. 7654321 blast off. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Yeah, man, why is that so low?